Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun Hey. Nun Hey, and we continue our discussion of Kenyan Chazaka. We are up to Rav Huna Zavan. Rav Huna Zavan, about five lines up five lines up from the bottom of the Amud on Nun Dal Amud Beis. But just to mention what I rushed through at the end of Shir yesterday, and that's the Sugya of Dina de Malchus Adina. The Rishonim discuss exactly what the Svara, is there a Svara for Dina de Malchus Adina? The Ran that I mentioned yesterday, that we spent a lot of time on in Adarim, on Daf Chavches, notes that he has a limitation on Dina de Malchus Adina, which clues us into what his Svara is. It only applies to Malchei Akum, who have the power to throw you off the land. That's why there is Dina de Malchus Adina. But by Malchei Yisrael, who don't have the power to throw you off the land, meaning every Shevet has their own portion in Eretz Yisrael, no king could throw you off of your Shevet's portion, so Dina de Malchus Adina would not apply. That's the Ran. So you see, according to the Ran, it's based on an issue of power from the standpoint of the ruler. That's the Ran. But if you look in the Rashbam here, and that's how it's usually contrasted, that Ran versus the Rashbam here, and the Rambam holds like this Rashbam, very different. Dina de Malchus Adina says the Rashbam, Dibur Maskel V'Ha'amar Shmuel, Kol Masim V'Arnonios U'Minhagos Shel Mishpatei Malachim, all taxes and customs of the kings, Sheregilim Lahanhig B'Malchusam, that they normally put into play in their malchus, dinahu, it's a din. Why? Shekol b'nei hamalchus mekablim aleihem meritzonam chukei hamelech u'mishpatav. Because everybody accepts these laws. The whole country, all the citizens accept these laws. So that's what makes it Dina de Malchus Adina. So according to the Rashbam, and the Rambam also has this formulation, it's very different than that Ran. This is more of, from the standpoint of the Kahal, from the citizens themselves, they accept these dinim, and that's what makes it Dina de Malchus Adina. So that's the Rambam and the Rashbam versus the Ran. I mentioned yesterday the thought from the Guinness Egos, from Reshechter, about democracies, how it would be a part of Shutfis, not just an issue of Dina Machus Adina. But I wanted to mention one other point, and that is the Rashba. The Rashba, this Derev Adi Yosef that I mentioned yesterday, talks about this Rashba as well. The Rashba in Simen Chavav in Choshen Mishpat, according to the Beis Yosef, in Simen Chavav in Choshen Mishpat, where the Rashba notes in the Tshuva, Le'inyin Dina de Machus Adina, Da, Shelo Amru, another limitation. The Ran had one, here's another. Shelo amru ela b'may de'ika hormana de'malka u'bidvarim shehemi dini hamalchus. Dina de Malchus Adina has to do with national issues. That's what Dina de Malchus Adina is. Ki kamoshi yishlanu mishpatei melucha kamoshi amar Shmuel Yisrael. Just like Shmuel told the Jews in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, all the dinim when they would talk, ask for a king, and he gave them all the laws of a king. You know, they know what the king's going to do. He's going to take this, and he's going to do that, he's going to do that. And he, Pashtus, was trying to convince them not to want a king. Right? They asked for a king, and Shmuel was trying to convince them not to. So, but just like we have all Mishpatei HaMelucha, Kach B'Shar HaUmos, so to all nations, Dinim Yeduim Yesh L'Malchus, every nation has laws related to their kings, Va'alehem Amru D'dineihem Dim. That is, Dina de Malchus Adina is laws applying to the king and national issues, or laws applying to the national leader. Aval dinim shadonim ba'arkaos. But says the Rashba, let's say, right, we alluded to yesterday, right, there are laws, let's say you go to a non-Jewish court, and they would judge you in a certain way. So you're going to tell me every secular law must be followed by Jews because Dina de Malchus Adina? No, that's not Dina Machus Adina. Dinim Shadonim Barkos Ein Elu Mishpatei Melucha El Ha'arkos. These are laws from the Melech, but these are Arkos Donanos La'atzmam. These are what judges decide to judge. Kamos Siyimstu B'Sifri Adayanim Shem Iata Omerkein. And then he says the Svara. If you don't say this, if you say that every din in Arkos, you have to follow every secular law in the courts, and if they would judge it differently than a Bez, then you have to follow him. But Tal Tachas B'Shalom Dina Yisrael. Then the whole Jewish court system would fall apart because what every secular law overrides every law of the Torah. That's not Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina de Malchus Adina means specifically laws that flow from the Malchus. So what exactly does this Rashba mean? Where do you draw the line? That's what the Achronim try to struggle with. You know, how do you apply this Rashba to Dina de Malchus Adina? So that's what Rav Avadya Yosef starts talking about in the Tshuva that I mentioned at the end of Shir, Chelek Dalet Simen Samachay, where he talks about the issue of Yerusha, where there are daughters that want to get the Yerusha from the father as well, and according to secular Israeli law, the daughters get the Yerusha. So says, the question to Ravad Yosef was, Ha'imutu lafi ha'alacha libanos litvoa chelka b'Yerusha b'beis mishpat chiloni. They were from girls. They wanted to know, what can they do? Could they go to the chiloni beit ha'mishpat ula kabel tzav Yerusha behetem lachok dina d'bachusa dina? Right, so then he quotes, Heger Mashamer Chazal, Das Rabbi Megaliah Poskim, Shizel Rakbid Varam Sheish, Ben Toelos Lamalchus Atzma. He says, according to other, many Rishonim, I didn't even quote this limitation. We had the Ran and the Rashba. Other Rishonim say that Dina B'chutz Adina only applies where there is a Toelos for the Malchus. Kagon, like taxes, like Arnonios. Avod Varam Shemein Adam Machavero, Lo Nomar Klalzeh. Interpersonal issues. So maybe that's how he interprets the Rashba. Interpersonal issues that have nothing to do with the king per se, nothing to do with the government per se. So then you do not apply the principle of Dina Dabachus Adina. And he quotes all the Rishonim related to this. We're not going to read this whole tshuva. And then towards the end, Yichavadas are shorter than Yabia Omer, but we're still not going to read the whole tshuva. Says the Rav Avadia, Ubeemes shafilu b'makom shenagul l'zdain b'zeh etzel harkos mina kazeh osios gehenim hu vein lismach alav klal. Even if there are some types of cases where the minog is for people to go to minog is for people to go to our coast, one is not allowed to because that sometimes minog is mevatel halacha and sometimes minog is osios gehenim, depending if it's a good minog or not a good minog. But right on that spot, he quotes the last point that I made yesterday in shir vida. Even though secular law has the authority of the Israeli government today, and the judges are Jews, im kolzeh barur, it's clear, gilfi din torasenu hakdosha, according to our Torah, hatoveyas chaveir b'batei ha-mishpat shalohem, gadol avono minso. If you take somebody, if somebody goes to an arkaos, that's included in the isra of our clothes. And that's included in what the Rambam and the Torah says, kol shedon ba'arkaos shalahem, harizeh rasha, uki'ilu chirev v'gidev, v'hirim yad v'taraz moshe ramenu, ki movasha shoftim enam yodim klal bedini ha-Torah. Not only do the shoftim not know Torah, they don't know choshe mishpat. V'gam machshirim le'edus eit echad karo isha pasol. They obviously are not considered a bezdin. They have psulim, they accept people who cannot give edus. Many of them themselves are pasul judges. And many people think, because they are Jewish, you could go there, and it's related to Dina the Malchus Adina. He says, I think just the opposite. Adarabba, he anusenis l'chumras hadavar. It's even worse. Shehova shoftim Yehudim heim. Since they are Jews, umushbaim mehar Sinai lishpot al piat Torah. They themselves have a chiyuv to judge according to Torah law. Hare hamachshela gedola shivatayim meyashar lizayim b'fnei shoftim goyim asher lo nitztavu me'olam ladin al piat Torah shalanu. It's better to go to Arko, says Rav Avadia, because at least they, the Goyim, don't have a chiyuv to judge Api Mishpatei HaTorah. So they're not doing anything wrong. You go there, so you do it, it's one level. But if you go to these other courts, the secular court, says Rav Avadia, so then it is even worse. Ava Bishop, it's even worse because it's Lifnei Iver, right? Because they're doing something wrong, and you're misayeya they're what they're doing. Ava Pikin Isser Chomer Biyoser Litzol Aduna Etzlam Kal Vachomer LaShoftim Yehudim Kaela Shem Misorim Uftal Mer Sinai. Etc. And if you go in front of them, it's Lifnei Iver, and therefore lawyers should not represent Tovim, even though they can represent Nitvaim. They could defend, because that's being Matzil Mamon Chavero Miyad Oshko. So therefore he says at the end of the Tshuva, Lafi Halacha, one is not allowed to go, and it doesn't matter, L'maisa, whether they are Jewish or not Jewish. V'mabanim rotim levater mechalkam, if the sons want to be mevater, or some of their chelik to the daughters, fine, go to a bezin and be mevater. And give it to them mitam matana. And do a kinyan, and that's it. I think so. If you're Toveya, it doesn't matter. The problem is you're being Toveya. You're being Toveya is the problem.
Okay. The other part is Chiloni. You try to bring them to
what if the Chiloni would never go to a Beis Din? Right. So if he can't. Right. I'm saying so. That's a difficult situation. Okay. And if they would never go to a Beis Din and you don't have any other choice. Difficult situation. Okay. That takes us, again, there's more Dina the Bechus Adina, but we will continue now. Says the Gemara. How do we get into this whole discussion? We've got another discussion when a Jew buys a land from a non-Jew. So we say there's limbo period, right? Because the non-Jew gets the money. So now he's misalik himself, but another Jew could come in, said Shmuel, and take it. So continuing with that. Rav Huna Zavin Arami Ovid Kochavim. Rav Huna bought a piece of land from a non-Jew. Asa Yisrael Acher Rafik Bapurta. Another Jew came in and dug a little bit in the land. So Rav Nachman, passing like Shmuel, he let the latter person keep it. So he says, one minute. Why are you passing this way? Domer Shmuel, Nichsi Ovid Kochavim, how are you, Kamidbar? You're probably like Shmuel, who said yesterday that Nechasim in this case are like our Hefker, our ownerless, the Kalamachzik Behem Zacha, and whoever is Machzik in them could be Zocha to them. Is that why you're passing? Because you're passing like Shmuel? Levinly, Mark, Edoch the Shmuel. If you're going like Shmuel, I have another Shmuel for you. To Amr Shmuel, because what did Shmuel also say yesterday? Lo kone elamaka machusha bavad. Shmuel says, you're only kone the place where you dig. One point of digging is not kone the whole field. So hey, if you're posking against me, like based on Shmuel, so be consistent. Right? You can't pick and choose. Right? It's a big yisod in psak. You have to go like the same shita. Always, right? If so, you can't pick this person, this rabbi is Mekel in this area, and this rabbi is Mekel in this area. It's not going to pick all the coolest. And I've Yishmi Amal Lismach. One can't do that. You got to pick a certain rabbi, and you got to take his chumers, you got to take his coolest. We mentioned in the past, many are Mekel like the Arizal. The Arizal used to sleep on Rosh Hashanah afternoon. So even though it says in Shulchan Aruch, and it says in the Poskim that you're not supposed to sleep, so, no, I pass him like the Arizal. So Poskim say 2 points. Number one, the Arizal might have done more when he was sleeping than when we do when we're awake. Right, that's number one. Right there about Pi Kabbalah, you know, many of our Gedolei Poskim and Gedolim throughout the generations, right, did a lot when they were sleeping. Their Rav Yosef Cairo wrote a whole sefer based on the conversations that he had with the Malach when he went to sleep. All the questions that he had, the Magen Meisharim. So number one, can't say that the Arizal slept. Number two, you want to take the Arizal's kula here? Okay, but you got to take his chumras. You got to wake up every night, say tikkun chatzos, you got to do a whole litany, right, of chumras, and therefore, one really can't rely on that. You got to be consistent. So that's what here, Rav Huna goes, says, and, you know, at least do be consistent in your shitos. So amale, no, baha'i, no, I don't have to pass on like Shmuel in this case, because I have another early statement which I could go by. To Amar Afuna, my Rav, I can pass on like Rav, and therefore I don't have to be consistent specifically when it comes to Rav and Shmuel. I guess they're the same league, and therefore you have to have an early statement, and you know you have to you can't pick somebody in a different league. But how does the answer answer the question?
Picking and choosing as long as
right, that's the question. Picking and choosing as long as they're in the same league. So the way I formulated the question, then it's really, the answer is a little difficult to understand. Right? It could be just the question is much more limited. That, you know, doesn't Shmuel have another shita about this? So you say, you're right, but I don't pass him like that shita. I pass him like Rav. Maybe it wasn't a whole consistent question. But you're right. According to that question, the answer is difficult to understand. Period. Shalach Rav Huna Bar Avin. Rav Huna Bar Avin sent Yisrael Shalach Achsadim Mi'ovid Kochavim. Uba Yisrael Acher Vehechzik Ba Ein Motzi Nosa Miyado. Same halacha, right? That if a Jew buys it from a non-Jew, another Jew comes in. So we let the second Jew keep it. The Rishonim here, though, are just bothered by a little difference, and that is why here is a lashon of Bidi'eved used. It doesn't say, like we had earlier, what did Shmuel say? Zacha Bohen. Here it says Ein Motzi in Miyado. A little language of Bidi'eved. So the Rashba says, maybe Rav Huna Bar Avin isn't really sure who to paskan like. He's mesupik. So that's why he uses the lashon of Ein Motzi'in. He's not really telling you Zachabo. He says, Rav Huna Bar Avin mesafkale. Hilkach Ein Motzi'in miyado. He says, not sure. If you look at Medina, you know, you shouldn't take this, but that is what the Rashba says. The Ritva says, a little different. He says, maybe the point is, based on what we said yesterday, that he shouldn't take it. Even though he can take it, we said yesterday the Rashbam says that he's a Rasha. Most Rishonim say he's a Rasha if he takes it. It's no better than Ani Hamahapich Bacharara. You know, the Rush said otherwise, but most Rishonim say he's a Rasha. He shouldn't take it. That's why the Ritva says he doesn't want to say Zacha Bohen, because that would give the impression that you can take it. Therefore he says, Ein Mosin Miyado, if you did take it, then you're allowed to keep it. V'chein haya Rabbi Avin, Rabbi La, b'chol Rabbi Seinu Shavin B'davar. So do all these other rabbis paskin this way as well. Period. Omar Rabba, Rabba says, Hanitlas mili ishtoili ukvan bar Nechemya, reish galusa mishmei deshmuel. The following three items, ukvin bar Nechemya. Who was the reish galusa? Told me in the name of Shmuel. What are the three things? Number one, dina de machusa dina. Right, the statement of Shmuel of dina de machusa dina. We'll get to later on, hopefully, why it's dina de machusa dina and not dina de melech dina. The Rashba has that diak here. Hopefully we'll get there. Dina de Malchusa Dina, number one of Shmuel. Number two, Va'arisusa de Parsoi ad Memshnin. If somebody is an Aris, a sharecropper in Persia, so then there is, even though we said in the Mishnah, Aris is Ein Lo Chazaka, an Aris, a sharecropper, cannot create a Chazaka, after 40 years, a Chazaka could be created. Why? The Rashba explains that for 40 years they kept their Shtaris, and they kept their evidence of what the relationship is, but if an aris is there for 40 years, that could be bimakam hashtar. That's what the Rashbam interprets, arisa parsoi ad memshnin. The Ritva has a different shot in what this means. The Ritva says, what does it mean, 40 years? He quotes the Rashbam, and then he quotes, afakav de kaimalon goy emo chazaka. There are two chidushim he adds on to the Rashbam. That's 40 years. Number one, we're talking about a goy. Number two, we're talking about an aris. Both of those usually do not have chazaka. Yet after 40 years, it's okay. After 40 years, it can work. And also, also, Aris is a chiddush. Lefisha michuke hamalchus sha'afilu yarad sham ba'arisus. Hechlag abram shana ta'ala lo chazaka. So it's Aris and goy. And then he quotes v'yesh b'farshim, a whole different pshat, to what does it mean? Not that an aris could get a chazaka after 40 years, but shehim horid aris stam l'sadehu eino yachol l'salko ad arboim shana. If you take a sharecropper to your field without specifying for how long does he have to be there? What are his rights that he can get a percentage? 40 years. Aris in Persia, that's the law. Aris l'persoi arboim shana. V'zeh yoser nachon. He says, I like that pshat better, even though they're both right. They're both halachically right. Miu le'ikir hadin hakol echad v'derech achas. Right, everything is halacha l'maisa. I agree to both, but I think the second shot is a little better. So, what does Shmuel say? 3 points. Number one, dina machuz adina. Number two, in Persian, aris is still 40 years. And third, v'hani zaharure d'zavin ara l'taska zvinu zvini. These zaharure. That means, the Rashbam explains, very rich people who go over to fields of poor people that cannot pay the taxes. And they pay the taxes for them, but they have in mind they're going to pay the taxes because they're going to take over the field. That works. Zvinu zvini. Why? Because the law of the land is, whoever pays the taxes on the land is the one who owns the land. And therefore, that is the third point that Shmuel says. Whoever pays the taska. The taska is the real estate tax. The tax for the land. Vahani mili, limitation on this last halacha. La taska. This is only if somebody pays the real estate tax, that's who takes over the land. Abala karga lo. But karga, if there is a head tax, a tax you have to pay personally for every person, you pay a different level of tax for every person in the family, lo. If somebody pays your head tax, they don't take over your land. Why? Because there's no specific connection between the head tax and the land. My taima, karga ar kakev de gavri manach. The head tax is a personal obligation, nothing to do with the land. And therefore, even if somebody pays the head tax, they don't take over your land. Who argues? Rafuna Breder Yeshua Amar. Afilu sa'are dekada mishtavdi lakarga. Even if somebody has barley in a jug, barley in a cup, that's meshubid, meaning all of one's possessions are meshubid to all the taxes. Even if it's a head tax, it's okay. If somebody pays the head tax, they can still take your land because it's all meshubid to the king. Stop there for a minute. Ask the Rishonim, is this a machlokas a mitzias? Is it meshubid or is it not meshubid? Lamaisa, what's this machlokas about? So the Ramban and the Rashba explain, no, the point is it's really not meshubid. But if they take it, is it looked at as gezel? It's looked at as gezel. Where is it here? The Ramban and the Rashba both suggest that maybe it is not a machlokas in Rabban Rash Babir. Shabir Machloka. Shirava Savar Shakarga Raka Kankafta the Gavri Manach. Rava holds, I'm sorry, that it is a personal Chiyuv. The Imashilton Don Lito Karka Bakarga. Ein Zelag Zelas Hamelach. It's not Mechuyuv. It's not Meshubid. And therefore, if they take it, it's Gezela. The Ein Zebechal Dina the Bechuz Adina. That's the first Shita. Because they shouldn't have taken it at all. Rafunib Rabbi Yeshua Savar Shain Zugzela. It's not Gezel. It's not Meshubid specifically, but let me just finish, but it's not Meshubid, but ultimately, if the king wants to take it in the end, he could take it. He could take anything of your property. But, so it might be, how to define Meshubid? Is it specifically, it's all connected right away from the beginning? Or is it that it's not connected, but Lamaisa, if you don't pay, then the king could end up fining you and taking something else from you? Yeah.
Is his fine part of Machusa
Dinner? So that's the question. Is his fine considered, let's say, it's Dinner the Machusa, but is it connected specifically to the land and to the original payment that you're supposed to pay?
So Rav Huna argues with Dinner the Machusa Dinner, because
he would argue what would be included in it. I don't think he would argue on the principle, but whether this is included in Dina Machus Dina, I think that's how I would say it. Vayter Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi argues on Rav Huna. What does Rav Huna say? He could even the barley, anything somebody could pay taxes for it, pay for, and then take it. So Amar Rav Ashi Amar Yehuda Bar Nasan Kashi Ba Meima. It's very difficult. A Meima had difficulty with his last statement. Im Kain. If you say that any of your property could ultimately go to the king, but Talta Yerushas Beno HaBachar, doesn't that undermine the entire concept of a firstborn getting double? Why? To Havi Le Ra'ui. Because we have a principle that a firstborn only gets double in what's called Muchsak, not what's called Ra'ui. Only in with what the father has in his possession at the time that he dies. But let's say he's owed money, so he doesn't have it yet. Let's say there's he has a lottery ticket, maybe. I'm not saying that, maybe that's different. That's going to appreciate. That's probably not true, because a lottery ticket you own fully. It's just going to appreciate in the future. But anything that's roi, anything that you don't have yet, right? Deals didn't consummate yet, so that's called roi. So a bechor only gets double with muchzak and not roi. But if every one of your property possibly could go to the king for the taxes, so doesn't that make all property roi? And therefore, a bechor will never get double. Well, let's see. The Havi Le Roi, Vein Abachar Noto Baroi Ki Meluchzak. A Bachar will not get Roi. When it comes, and Bachar does not take a double in Roi like he does in Muchzak. So isn't that, right? So isn't that, doesn't that undermine the whole concept of Nachala? 1 minute. So the Rashbam and other Rishonim ask, 1 second. Every Shibud you should say that for. What if I lend you money? Your money is Meshuvah to me. So what? You're not. So this is a shibud. Why should a shibud mean that it's not yours? If you have it, that's different than if you're owed money and you don't have it yet, that's called ro'i. But if you have the money and it might be taken by a future creditor or a future king, so why should that be considered ro'i? So the Rashbam's answer is, right about the 10th line in the Rashbam, wide line, the shibud ha-melech adif mishar shibudin u'kigavui damui. The king's shibud is stronger. That's considered kagavui. That's what the Rashbam says. Tosfos explains this a little more. Look at Tosfos on top, third line. Mishum demilve ve'isha mechasre guvaina. By a loan or a woman with a ksuba, it's really not collected yet. Until it's collected, it's not collected yet. Vitzrithi adrachta v'achrazta v'shuma. And let's say a woman or a creditor wants to collect. They have to go to Beis Din, they have to make an estimation, they have to make an announcement, they have to go through a lot of the process to be able to get it. So it's not considered kagavui dami. Aval, lamas hamelach, but for the taxes of the king, afilu karka shova elav zuz mishubedas odavar muat. The king could just go and take whatever he wants. It's much easier. Va'karkos ikur hein shel melech v'kfarhu muchzak v'lo mechasri guvayna. Riv Rabbeinu Tam. L'maisa, the shibud of a melech is easier and more smooth, and therefore that's why it would be considered ra'ui. It would be considered roi there, even though it's not considered roi elsewhere. As a discussion I saw in the B'shem Rav Chaim Berlin. Chaim Malim has a discussion, and it's a major sugya, that is Erevin. Erevin in big cities. This is in the Biuri Hadaf. Eich yo ilu, how can you build an Erev? We know that you have to have basically reshus from all of the citizens of the area of the Erev, right? So what if you have somebody who's not Moda Be'erev within the jurisdiction of where you want to build the Erev? So the Havi Aminuk, Shinoagim Harbikilus, this is what is done. Liskar Misar Ha'ir, you go to the mayor, you go to the government of the city, even the non-Jewish government, you get Rishus. And Besefer Atzi Almogim, Kasav Shamo Ilu Schiris Misar Ha'ir, Afilu Ba'ofan, She'en Lo Rishus Lehishtamesh Bebati B'nei Ha'ir, Bishas Melchamesh Lo Midaitam. Why does it help to get Rishus from a governmental official, if the governmental official doesn't have total rishus to go into your houses, right? Why does it help? You go to the mayor, but what if my neighbor doesn't want it, right? So why does it help? So he quotes a raya that it would work, even though they don't want to give you rishus from our sugya. Why? What does our sugya say? She'emeis v'nishar chov mas ha'melech al anachasim, hariz enechshav l'nirushas v'char kiroi. If you have a chov that's owed, they could come and take it. V'yemkein hariz v'arim kalvachomer. He quotes like kalvachomer. Le'in yirushas v'char shuhu da'oraisa nechshavim karkos ki'ilu hein v'cheskas ha'melech. If my property is considered belonging to the government, even by Yerusha Daraisa, where I have a Daraisa connection to it, and yet it's called Roi, going to the government. So surely by Ervin, where all you need is an issue on a Durabanon level, it's considered connected to them, even though they cannot just walk in and do whatever they want into your houses. This is one of the Gemaras out of left field, doesn't seem to connect, that why Hilchas Ervin, one is allowed to get Rishus from the governmental official, even though they don't have total Rishus. Okay, so back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara says, how could you say...
My question was, why is Rav Ashi troubled by this?
So we're going to get to that in the answer of the Gemara. So says the Gemara, haven't you been mevatel all of Yerusha's Bechar? If everything is meshubit to the Melech, then everything should be considered ro'i. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, iyachei v'lo taskanami. Why are you only bothered by the head tax? By the land tax? Also, you should be bothered by this question. Elo ma'ezachol ha'memer, what are you going to tell me? That yov taska v'mis. Where is a case where you will have Yerushas Bechar, where he already paid the taxes before he died? So that's a case where he will get double, because it's at the moment that the father died, it's mochzak, because there's no more lien on it from the government. So ha'chanami yov karga v'mis. The case is where he already died. He died after he paid the taxes. So that's the answer. The Rashbam quotes your answer, and that is, it doesn't matter if in a specific case there's Ra'ui, and he didn't pay the taxes before he died. As long as the mitzvah could apply elsewhere, the mitzvah could apply in a case where he did die, so that's why it doesn't matter, in a specific case where the mitzvah wouldn't apply, right? Based on the, he doesn't quote it, obviously, hundreds of years later, but the idea that we mention always from the Taz. As the Rabbanan have the power to be mevatel, a mitzvah daraisa, if they're not totally uprooting it. If it applies in certain cases, so what? So in this case it wouldn't apply. It would be right, you wouldn't get a double portion. Okay, you wouldn't get a double portion. It would apply where he paid the taxes beforehand. It would apply where he's the government, or whatever, as long as it's a case where the mitzvah could apply, so therefore the Rabbanan are allowed to do that. Right? The Taz says that by shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Why don't we say that there's no shofar and Rosh Hashanah at all, even when it falls out during the week, right? The Gzeira Shemi Yisakin Kleshir, right? Maybe you'll play a musical, the Isra of playing a musical instrument, because then you would wipe out the whole mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Now the Rabbanan just wiped it out when it falls out on Shabbos. But when it falls out on weekday, they didn't wipe it out. So to hear, the Rashbam explains, the Gemara could have answered, that even in a specific case where he didn't pay the taxes, that shouldn't bother us, because it would apply in a case where he did pay the taxes.
My question was different. Let's say for Shlomo Melech or David Melech, would Rav Ashi's question apply?
Okay, what about a Jewish king? Would they, I mean Shlomo?
And if it doesn't?
Well, that relates to the Ran. Is there Dina the Bachus Adina by a Jewish king?
Right.
Relates to the Ran. But we don't pass it like the Ran.
Which is what?
We paskin even by Malchi Yisrael, that's the end of the
Machusadina. So that's Rav Ashi's question.
Right, even by Malchi Yisrael it would apply.
If that's not
according to that Ran, that could be another answer.
But if that's not Rav Ashi's question, what is he asking?
Right, according to the...
If the Bechor gets a double portion with David HaMelech or Shlomo HaMelech...
Right, you're saying if there's a Jewish king, they could get a...
What does he care that he's troubled, that if the isn't a from king, then you don't get a double portion.
Okay. Right, again, but also you might say, even according to that Ran that says Din B'chus Din is limited to Malche Akum, not by Malche Yisrael, you have the other limitation that says maybe it only applies to items that have to do with pure taxes, but where it goes against certain Dine HaTorah, it might not apply. So maybe here, again, I'm not asking, we have to put all the sheet of Din B'chus Din together. Okay, let's continue. Something to say. Let's continue a little bit first. Amar Ravashi, Amar Lihuna Bar Nasan, Shal Tinhu Lesafrei De Rava. I wanted to ask a question to the scribes of Rava. Va'amru Li Hilchasak Rafuna Bered of Yeshua, and they told me the halacha like Rafuna Bered of Yeshua, meaning that all your nechassim are meshubit to these taxes, and therefore if somebody pays the taxes for you, they could take over your property. But really, Velohi, the Gemara says that's not really true. We don't paskin that way. Hasam lo'ukme milsehu da'amar. That's just what the sofrim had been doing. They wanted to defend themselves. But really, that's not the halacha. We don't paskin that all the nechassim are mishupin. V'yomar Ravashi. Ravashi also says, pardachs misayeya masa. Pardachs, somebody who doesn't really contribute to society. The Rashbam quotes the language from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, eino oseik b'yishuvo shel olam. Somebody does not contribute to society at all, still has to participate in paying the taxes. V'hani mili da'atzilte masa. And when do we say this? This is only where they got a p'tur, they got an exemption, because when the tax collectors came around, the other people in the city had rachmanis on you, and they said, you know what, don't make this guy pay, he doesn't have so much money, so, you know, give him a little break. And because of that, this guy didn't have to pay, but everybody else had to have a larger burden. So in that case, this guy is better make it up. And he has to pay. Aval andiski, but if it's andiski, which means by themselves the tax collectors didn't go to him, or they forgot about him, or they were mokal on him, so then he didn't do anything wrong, why he wasn't collected from, and therefore, siyata d'shmayahi. It's just he had great siyata d'shmaya that day, and therefore, just because their burden is greater, it's not, doesn't mean anything against him. Stop there for a minute. I just wanted to say one more point about Yerusha. The mitzvah of Yerusha, which is learned out in Parshas Pinchas, the mitzvah of Yerusha. So the Sefer HaChinuch discusses what the asvara is for the mitzvah of Yerusha. What's a shorish ha-mitzvah? See, he quotes, b'shorish ha-mitzvah, beautiful idea. Kedei sheyeda ha-adam b'yisbonein. A person should realize, ki ha-olam b'yad adon mashbich ha-kol b'yosav. Man, the world is controlled by God. Ubert so no vechefso hatov zochek kol echad veechad mibnei haolam bechelak anachasim shumasig baolamo. We all have our pekel of parnasa. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it specifically for us. Maspiel lechol chay ratzon. Right, he gives us our little pekel in life. Umatanaso Baruch Hu mivurachas shetimashich laolam hashitan alo. Hashem wants whoever has his gift to keep the gift, and even though. This is it's a Parsha Shavua. Even though man is no longer eternal because of the Nachash HaKadmoni, and our guf has to die off, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't stay with us. And how does it stay with us? Through our children. Umepnei siluk gufo eino bedin lios hefsik lematanasa kela mevurachat. Just if God gives somebody a gift, it doesn't mean that gift should be taken away from Reuven just because his guf is no longer here. So who is in the place of Reuven? Aval tispashet me'elecha beguf hamishtal shel mimenu shezehu bino obito okrovo. So therefore, the closest thing to me is my family, and therefore, he goes to the family member. Because that's the closest with keeping God's gift in the family. That is the Sefer HaChinuch. There's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, and that is the Ramban. The Ramban has a hasaga on the Rambam. The Ramban counts it as a separate mitzvah of Pishnayim for the Bechor. The Rambam has one mitzvah. The Rambam and the Chinuch, who always follows the Rambam. One mitzvah, Dine Nachlos. The Ramban says, one minute, you have to have a separate mitzvah of the Bechor getting Pishnayim. He even counts a losa, say also, Lo Yakir. Lo Yakir is Ben Ho'avua. You can't give a a different son, Pishnaim, and you can't just skip over giving the Bechar Pishnaim. So explains the Achronim, I'll read it to you from the Mitzvah Samelach, Rav Sement from Chicago, what the Machlok is about. Nir B'das Ramban, the Chalukim Heim Shar Dinei Nachla, Midin Pishnaim. Is the double portion of this firstborn, is that also part of Dinei Nachla? The father gives over his Yerusha, his inheritance. So does inheritance include a double portion to the firstborn? Or is that a separate din? Everybody gets one portion. The double portion, that's a separate mitzvah. It's not part of Dinei Yerusha. That's the Machlokas. The Rambam counts it as one mitzvah, while the Ramban counts it as two. Again, that's the Lumdus, part of the Lumdus. Is there a nafkamina? Yeah, he has a couple of nafkaminas, which I'm not going to now. Is there pishnayim by an Eved Ivri? Milchaskenach asks. An Eved Ivri, the son, the Brok Haradavua, the Gemara says. So, be Eved Ivri, Ovedes HaBen, Mahudino, B'makam Shish Bechar U'Pashut. Does a Bechar get pishnayim in the Eved Ivri? Because that does not seem to be Dina Yerusha. That's just a din of the son, Brok Haradavua. The son goes into the shoes of the father. So if it's Medina Yerusha, then he might get a double portion in the earnings of the Eved Ivri. Mashenkein, if not, then he would just get a Pashut statement. Okay, but that is all the discussion here in the mitzvah Reish Mem Ches of the Rambam, and the Ramban has his Hasagas to that mitzvah. Vayter, Amar Vasi, Amar Yochanan, back to Kenya Chazaka. Got a little off track with these dinah b'chus adina, but back to kinyan chazaka. Amar Vazi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-meitzar v'ha-chatzav. I said we're talking about chatzav, right? You live in chatzav? Okay. Chatzav is a street right around here. So ha-meitzar v'ha-chatzav mafsikin. If somebody has a border order or a chatzav, chatzav is a specific type of plant that grows straight up. The Rashbam explains that a chatzav's roots go straight down as well. That's why Yeshua ben Nun, when he came and wanted to separate all the chalakim of the different shvatim, so he used chatzav, because those are plants that go straight up and they go straight down. So if you have a field of a hefker that has a border, like we said yesterday, a little mound in between or chatzav, mafsikim b'nechzei ager, they're mafsik b'nechzei ager, and therefore if I'm mafsik in one of the fields, I'm not kona the other one. Avala inyin peya v'tumalo. But regarding peya and tuma, it's not a hefsik. Meaning if I have three fields with this hefsik in between, so if I take peya from one field, that's all I have to do. Regarding tuma, we'll see in a minute. Kiyaza Ravin or Rabbi Yochanan, I feel a little pay of a tuma. Right, Ravin in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even for pay and tuma, the first sheet that says they are not a hefsik, and therefore it's considered one big field. And Rabbi Yochanan says no. Even for pay and tuma, they are mafsik, and therefore they are considered separate fields. Why? Peyamahi. So where's the source of this for peya? Ditzan, because the Mishnah says they mafsik on the peya. We have a concept of hefsek when it comes to peya. If there are separations, the Mishnais and peya tell us between the fields, you have to give a separate peya for each field. What is mafsik? Hanachal, a river. Vahasha, or a dried out river. A dried out river. The Rashbam explains that's a nachal. Shalulis. Shalulis is water. That's actual water in the riverbed. Viderach harab and viderach hayachid, or streets. A public street, Derech HaRabim, 16 amos wide, V'Derech HaYachid, and a private street, but at least 4 amos wide, right, Nafkamin is for Hilchas Erevin, how big and how small, V'Shvil HaRabim, V'Shvil HaYachid, or little paths, a private path or a public path, HaKavua, Bein Bimos HaChama, Bein Bimos HaGshamim, whether they're used in the rainy season, or they have to be used in both seasons, even in the rainy season where it's muddy, it's got to be a path that is used. If it's only used in one season, it's not considered a hefsek. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Peya. The Ritva asks, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, why isn't Chatzav and Meitzar in the Mishnah? Right, why aren't they in the Mishnah? If the Mishnah lists off all the Dvarim HaMafsikin, why are they in the Mishnah? So the Ritva says, V'yesh lomar d'ravin sovei d'lo itzrechlei. They're obvious. They're obvious. Dabshita kishnayim elu lahafsik ulatachem sadoseim chashuvim. These are used dafka to create borders. A river is there. You don't build a river to separate. But the chatzav is dafka put there to separate. And the meitzar is dafka put there. You raise the ground, you dig. So those are obvious, and that's why those do not have to be listed in the Mishnah. Well, the Tanakama essay, Tanakama would say, right, just the opposite. It's a machlokas mikatze al katze. Right, it's a machlokas from which we rather sometimes do not like to say, but according to that svar, the Ritva, you have to say, so what would the other shita say? Why is it? It's not in the Mishnah because it's wrong, right? Because maybe these are. It's not so obvious. It's wrong according to that first shita, right? So you have to say it's a machlokas from one extreme to another. Tuma mahi. So what about tuma? Where do you see that these could be a hefsek by tuma? What's the context? It's not. The Mishnah says in Seder Miseches Taros Haniklas Labika Bimosak Shamim V'tuma B'sada Plonis. Right. If somebody goes into a bika, into a valley. Goes into a valley during the rainy season. Vituma besada plonis. There are many fields in each valley. So you go into a bika, a valley, and there are 10 fields there. And there is tuma. There's a dead body in one of the fields in the valley that you went into. The amar, and you admit, halachti l'makam alaz v'eini yodea. I went into this bika, but I'm not sure. Nachnasi l'otsa makam imlav. The person doesn't know if he touched the tuma or not. So the question is, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? So Rabbi Elazar mitaher, the Chachamim mitamin. Rabbi Elazar says tahar. Why? We'll see in a second. And the Chachamim are mitame. So Rabbi Elazar omer. The Chachamim say. Let's do the more obvious sheet first. The Chachamim say mitamin. Why? Why does it say Yumosak Shamim here? Yumosak Shamim means nobody goes to these fields, right? And what's the halacha by Safik Tuma? Safik Tuma Bershus Hayachid Sveiko Tame. Safik Tuma Bershus Arabim Sveiko Tahar. That's why it says in the rainy season here. So nobody walks in those fields. It's Bershus Hayachid. That's the sheet of the Chachamim. The Chachamim say Metamin because Safik Tuma Bershus Hayachid is Sveiko Tame. But Rabbi Elazar is Metayer. Why? Shari Rabbi Elazar Omer Safik Bia Tahar Safik Maga Tuma Tame. Rabbi Elazar says if it's a Safik whether you went into the Tuma, Tahar. If it's a Safik whether you touched the Tuma, it's Tame. What exactly does Rabbi Elazar mean? Three shitas. Tosfos here quotes three shitas. Tosfos here quotes the Rashbam right here. Just easier to see it all in Tosfos. This Tosfos Rabbi Elazar. Number one, Rashbam Piresh. What is the machlokas about? Depligi, de Rabbi Elazar chashev le, svek sveka. Rabbanu lo chashvi le, ela sveka achas. What's the machlokas here? Rabbi Elazar says this is a svek sveka. Safik, you went into the right field, and even if you went into the right field, safik, if you touch the tuma, that's Rabbi Elazar shita. Svek sveka versus ayachid is tahar. That's Rabbi Elazar shita. And the Rabbanan argue. The Rabbanan say, no, it's one safik. Did you touch the tuma or not? Period. One suffix. Interesting machlokas. How do you define suffix or svek sveka? But that is machlokas number one. We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just do all three sheetahs first. For Rashi Pires, then he quotes Rashi. Rashi not here, obviously. Rashi and Avodah Zarah says, the machlokas is, the case is a case of Iri Besada Malaya Tumah. It's a sada, it's a field which is full of Tumah. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Elazar Savar, Avagav Deleka Elachada Sveika, Kiva Deleka Savik Maga Elasavik Bia Tar. No, it's a din. Rabbi Elazar says, even if you have a field that's full of Tumah, and therefore if you went into that field, you were for sure Tameh. It's not a Svek Sveika. Still, the halach is, if it's a Savik, if you went into something, that is not within the realm of Savik Tumah Rishas Ayachid. Savik Tumah Rishas Ayachid means if you know your Vadei in Rishas Ayachid. But if you don't know, so then Safik Bia is Tar, and the Chachamim argue. And the third Shita, you look all the way down, about the 10th wide line, after Rabbeinu Tam argues on these two opinions, Rabbeinu Tam Mefaresh, De Pligi De Rabbanan Mitamu Afilu B'Kamas Vekas, Shishum De Menadin Afilu B'Chat, interesting Svara. The Rabbanan say, no, even if it's many, many Svekas, it's still Tame. Why? Mishum De Menadin Afilu B'Chat Sveka Tahar. Really, if you think about it, Misvara, even one suffix should be Tahar. Why? Right? There's a Cheskas Tara. Why do we overturn the Cheskas Tara? You know why? Because you learn from Sota. You learn from Isha Sota that suffix is Tameh. So how many Sveikas should make a difference? Misvara, you should say Tahar. So once you say Tameh and override the Svara, then any number of Sveikas should be Tameh. That's the Sheet of the Rabbanan. Right, what does Rabbi Elazar say? No. Ein lecha ba ela chidusho. Limit. You're right, you learned the chiddush from Sota, but limit the chiddush, and therefore only one suffix and not two. Three possibilities what the machlokas is here. Rashbam, Rashi, and Rabbeinu. Two brothers in the same Tosfos. Rashbam and Rabbeinu Tam arguing. What's the svar for svek sveka? Why do we make it by svek sveka? So there are a number of shitas given. I'll just mention the three shitas now in the Mefarshim, and then we'll stop. Svek Sveika usually comes up in Isurim. Safek l'chumra, Svek Sveika l'kula. Here we have it possibly by Tumah. Even if you say, according to Rabbi Elazar, one Safek is Tameh, but Svek Sveika is Tar. What's the Svara? So the Rash Ben Etshuva says the Svara, it seems that the Svara is Rov. Rov, why? Add up the possibilities. Right? So, one Safek is 50-50. Safek Tameh, Safek Tar. And even if you say Tameh, Safek Tameh, Safek Tar. So if you add up the possibilities, the percentages, you now have more than 50% Latahar or Laheter. So the assumption of the Rashba, according to this Svar, you might have to limit the principle of Svek Sveika to a case where the first Safek is 50-50. That's one Svar given by the Rashba, number one. The second Svar given by the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis, he says, no, if you hold of the principle of, right, Safek is L'chumra. But if you say the principle of Safek D'oraisa L'chumra is itself a Din D'Rabbanan, it's a machlokas, that's the Rambam Shita, that Safek really means D'oraisa, every Safek goes L'kula. Safek D'oraisa L'chumra is a Din D'Rabbanan. If you say that, so once you have a second Safek, it's a Safek about a D'Rabbanan. And therefore, Safek D'Rabbanan L'kula. That's the Lamdash Svara of the Ra'ah. Again, Safek D'oraisa L'chumra, that itself is a Din D'Rabbanan. So if you have another Safek about that, Svek Sveika, then it's a Safek about a Chumra D'Rabbanan. And therefore, you would say L'kula there, because it's Safek D'Rabbanan L'kula. That is number two. A third idea, which said B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shimon Shkaf also said something similar, and that is, nothing to do with percentages, nothing to do with adding up, but it's just that, if you have two Svekos, you're too far. You have to ask too many questions for you to be machmir here. Did this happen? Did that happen? Did this happen? It's what's called no leidas hasafik. If you have to ask so many questions, we're not going to be machmir. There's no leidas hasafik here. It doesn't get off the ground. There's not enough evidence. There's no leidas hasafik. Right, so that's the third idea with many rayas given to it. It might have to do with whether we discussed the beginning of Masechas Beitza. Is Svek Sveika L'kula even by a Davar Sheish L'Matirin? Or do you say Davar Sheish L'Matirin, you have to be Machmer. So the Achronim explain. If you say that it's based on a rove or it's based on the first two, sorry, Durabon L'Kula, so you still say you might as well wait. You might as well wait. There's still a chance, so you might as well wait. But if you say no Leidas HaSafek, then you might say there's no reason to be Machmer here. You have so many questions to ask, then there's no reason to be machmir. So here too, the issue between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim could be, at least according to the Rashbam, are you mako by Svek Sveika or not when it comes to Tumah Berushas HaYachid? Three shitas in the Rishonim. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow we'll start talking about it, L'inyin, L'gabi Shabbos, and then we get into Hazama, Chatzidavar. That all comes up on tomorrow's daf.